This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, I was in Brighton at the Sheeter family farm for a tool shed talk with Congressman Rodney Davis. Issues facing Illinois agriculture and national ag issues were discussed. At the end of the meeting, I had a chance to talk with Representative Davis, and we discussed some of the highlights from this morning. Rodney, this is the third of three tool shed talks for you, so just fill us in on where you've been traveling the last week.
You know, we got a week back here in the district instead of going to Washington, and I wanted to hear from our agricultural leaders about the issues that they're facing. So we started these tool shed meetings in Orienta, did one in Morrisonville, and then ended up here on my way back out to Washington in Brighton. Really want to thank the Sheeter family for hosting this one, the Dunkirk family in Morrisonville, and the Westerman family in Orienta.
Pretty good turnout for all of these meetings, or what's it been like?
Each of them were really early in the morning, which, you know, I'm always worried about that. But you know what? We've had upwards of about 30 to 35 farmers at each of these, which that's what we wanted. We wanted a good small group discussion on the issues that are important to them and our nation's agricultural economy.
Well, I know today we touched on quite a few different topics briefly, but one of the main ones, a national issue, being GMO labeling. So just kind of fill us in on what's been happening with that and what's going on.
You know, science shows that the biotechnology and GMOs are completely safe. It's unfortunate that many think that they're not. So they've called for labeling. And Vermont, the state of Vermont, has passed its own labeling law that, as the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack told me a couple of weeks ago, it would create chaos if it wasn't addressed nationally. So I've actually introduced a bill that's going to get heard on the Senate floor, I believe, this week, that would create a voluntary labeling program similar to the organic label, so that moms and dads, when they walk into the grocery store, they're going to know what that non-GMO label means right now on products. Because right now, it doesn't mean anything except it's a marketing tool. And that's what has to change. Our families want to know what's in their food, and this is a chance for us to address a problem and also address many of the issues that they talk to me about.
Another issue that was brought up was working with the EPA, and I think the question was proposed to you as, what can farmers do to open those doors? And you said, well, they're really not looking to open doors. So what does that mean for the ag industry?
It's sad. I've come to the conclusion, my 3 years in Washington, that the EPA is on a mission to appease a political agenda and to support their own political agenda. They've come in front of our committees numerous times at hearings, and they have no regard for the questions we ask. They just check the box, walk out, and have no intention of following up or listening to any of the advice. What we have to do is we've got to have our farmers heard. I wrote language into the Farm Bill 2 years ago just to appoint a member of agriculture to an EPA science advisory board. They can't even get that done in 2 years. They couldn't make a single appointment. That's the disregard that the U.S. EPA has for agriculture in this country and in central Illinois. And the only thing that's going to change, it's a new president in a few short months.
Any other comments or things that you'd like to share with us today?
You know, this has just been a great opportunity to hear from our local agricultural leaders in the 13th Congressional District. A lot of issues brought up, GMOs, waters of the U.S., dealing with transportation and infrastructure issues. You know, these are issues that I've been blessed to be able to work on with the support of so many people around here. It's a job that I enjoy doing. It's a job I take very seriously every day, and I just can't thank them enough for allowing me this chance to do it.
U.S. Congressman for the 13th District of Illinois, Rodney Davis. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Also at the meeting this morning was Southwestern FFA member Adley Sheeter. Adley is a junior this year and serves as the Section 15 treasurer. We talked about hosting the meeting, his record book, and some other FFA events, and the ever-popular question now of when he and his family expect to start planting. How does it feel to have this kind of an event at your farm today?
It feels kind of great, you know, getting out in the public, meeting different people. I know Congressman Rodney Davis, he was big into getting to meet more people, getting to know more people, and try to getting on firsthand experience of what our problems here is in his congressional district, and how can he go back even this upcoming spring when there's a lot of legislation trying to be passed, and how he can make the district come out on top of all this legislation.
Well, I think it's great that he was here today, and you being involved with FFA, you're learning the importance of agriculture speaking out. Want to talk about your involvement in the FFA. You've got a record book and just recently won some awards for that. So share with us what's been going on with your record book.
My advisor, Bill Crone, he was helping me out with my record book and my state degree. My state degree got sent in to the state office. I probably won't find out if I get my state degree until April, but I'm section star in agri-science. Because I applied for my state degree, my area was in agri-science. District competition was last Wednesday night. I took first in my proficiency, which is agri-science research plant systems, and then I took first and star in agri-science, where I am in the top five projects in the state of Illinois, which is kind of cool looking back on all the hard work myself, my brother, my dad, and even Gary Letterly from the University of Illinois Extension to see our hard work's finally paying off, and who knows, we might even go on farther, but we got to keep our fingers crossed and try rooting for the home team here and keep on going. But even if I don't win, it's a good learning experience, you know. Try your hardest at everything you do, and if you come out winning, that's good. If you don't, oh well, try again next year.
Well, definitely a very positive attitude, Adley, and we congratulate you on those accomplishments. Now, what's the next step? Will you be receiving any awards at state convention? Will you be competing in state interviews, national? What's next?
State interviews are next. They're at the beginning of April, so I'll go into them. And if I win there, I'll wait until October and go to Indianapolis and compete at national convention there. As of that, our Parley Pro team, they're going to state Saturday, so that's kind of interesting. They're trying to be on the Parley Pro team, get things going again. It's a very big, mad rush right now. Extemp speaking is April 6th for me, so I got to get preparing for that again, too. So it's just one thing after another, and I think that's the worst part about FFA is if you keep on doing excellent in so many areas, they just keep on overlapping. And my favorite contests are parliamentary procedure and extent public speaking, and they just overlap on top of each other and throw on the record book and my state degree. It's full plate, but we got to keep on working, and eventually we'll get through it. And who knows, we might come out on top, and if we don't, oh well. But you got to keep a positive attitude and think you're going to do great, otherwise you won't. So.
Lots going on with FFA, and not to mention your family farms, and spring is arriving, as we know. So any plans to get in the fields yet, or what's the farm operation looking like?
Looks like Dad's going to go grab the corn planter after we get all these chairs packed up, and we're going to start working on the corn planter. I don't think we'll be planting anytime soon, but, you know, my dad wants everything ready to go before we even start planting. That way, if we have to wait for a part that doesn't arrive for a couple months, and at least we have some time there, we know what's going on if there's anything broke down in major. So just going from there, and hopefully we'll get in the fields in the middle of April, I think that's what the plan is. But my cover crop work here is looking pretty good too. Cereal rye and crimson clover taking on, they're doing really good. They're putting water back in the soil and doing different things like that. My plots are looking extremely well, considering that they just had a lot of rainfall on them. There's not a big erosion on the side of the hill, which that's what I'm trying to go for, is erosion control on this study of plots and seeing if it better helps the soil enhancement, put more organic matter. I'm going to do more soil tests this upcoming summer to see if it actually did any benefits for me. I know there's a lot of professors up at the University of Illinois that says it will, but it's just the contingency that you don't know until you try something. And if it doesn't work one year, you got to try again. I guess that's with everything you do. FFA or not even FFA, it's you got to keep on trying, and if you don't succeed at first, try and try again.
Southwestern FFA member from Brighton, Adley Sheeter. And we're out of time for today, but we will have the Madison County Hay Auction price summary for you in the morning and again during the noon farm show tomorrow. So be sure to join us in the morning or again at noon tomorrow for the Madison County Hay Auction prices. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.